Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
The United States government is shut down. The latest from KYW News Radio.
Well, with the federal shutdown about to enter its second week, Philadelphia's congressional delegation today urged their Republican colleagues to negotiate on a solution. Go to View City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb.
I want to stress how completely unique and odd this situation is.
Congressman Brendan Boyle has been through a few federal shutdowns in his five terms. He says every time negotiations to end it went on round the clock. This time, he says, the Republican speaker simply canceled 2 weeks of sessions, content to let federal employees work without pay or languish.
That is a disgrace, an absolute disgrace.
Congresswoman Mary Gay Scanlon went further.
Republicans have declared war on the American people.
Congressman Dwight Evans said Democrats will not cave on preserving health care for millions of Americans, and thus the only way to end the shutdown is for Republicans to return to the table.
We must negotiate.
Boyle says the delegation is returning to Washington in hopes of finding someone willing to negotiate. Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.